Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Dope Black Podcast. Hello guys, and welcome back to another Dope Black Dad podcast. My name's Cameron, and today we talking victories, baby. I'm talking about celebrating parenting victories, and I want to start off with the most important part of celebrating your victories is embracing your imperfections, right? So let me talk about my imperfections. It's a good place to start. So I would probably say I'm a bit of a mood sponge. That's a good thing and a bad thing. If the vibe is vibing, I'm with it. But also, if everyone's a bit glum and numb or frustrated, I get just the same. And I can see that sometimes being passed over to my kids. If they're having a bad day or bad week, and I can feel like, rather than cheering them up, I kind of mellow in with them as well. So that's probably one of my biggest imperfections, I would say. And I'd also say that I'm quite a strict parent, which, you know, again, is a good thing or a bad thing, but I feel like I could be a little bit softer. So it's just my imperfections. I kind of think it's because it's how I've been raised and also wanting the best for the kids. But I do know sometimes I need to chill out, but my kind of subconscious is like, no, be strict. So I got things to work on. But it's important to embrace those imperfections, because it's in those imperfections that you realize you're not perfect and you can focus on what you're doing really well at. Which brings me on to reflecting and learning from the journey of parenthood. You know, there is no guide on how to be a great parent. There's loads of books and self-help books, but there's no one size fits all. There's no one perfect answer. The only thing that helps anyone be a great parent, in my opinion, is experience, learning through experience. Don't be afraid to fail, as long as your kids aren't going to die from that. You know, you have to be able to take those experiences, learn from them, and keep getting better as time goes on. And obviously, as you're doing so, if you have a second child or as your child's getting older, you become a better parent. So you listening to this podcast and being caring about how you are as a parent is a huge step. So shout out to you. But what are parental successes? And more specifically, what are those successes for you? Now, for me, whenever I see them experience any heightened emotion, for example, overwhelming joy or overcoming sadness, that's what really gets to me. That's where I'm like, you know what, I'm raising some really good kids, and I'm raising them in a way that they're going to experience life to its fullest. A lot of people only want their kids to see the great things in life, which I think is, in my opinion, quite boring. I want them to be able to experience different emotions to its fullest potential. I'll give you an example. So as you may know, I do a lot of traveling with my kids, and I will never forget the moment I saw my son see an eagle for the first time and just be in absolute amazement at the sheer size of this beast, seeing it catch like food that was being thrown in the air and soaring around. and he was just in absolute awe. Everything didn't matter. It was just looking at this eagle. And he even had the balls. He's like, how old was he at the time? He was like 3 years old, so he's young. He had the balls to put on the glove and have this big eagle, probably the size of him, sit on his hand because he was that proud and super excited about meeting this eagle. Seeing that brought tears to my eyes. Another example where I was talking about where I was overcoming sadness, I think back to my daughter. She was doing doing some ballet, and there was a certain move that she was just really, really struggling with being able to do. And like I said, I'm a bit of a mood sponge, so she was getting upset, I was getting upset. It was not a good, pretty sight. However, I remember seeing her get really upset, really, really upset, and be like, right, I'm going to give it one more go and try again. And I always breed to my kids to try again and try your best. And to see her make that move on her own and overcome that sadness boosted me up, because I saw her do that. It was just amazing to witness that self-motivation and self-discipline. And I think one of the biggest things I can say for both of them, where I really get, you know, the waterworks are coming, or I'm feeling really like giddy in myself, like I'm doing well, is when I see them do two things. One, being grateful, hence we're calling ourselves the Grateful Family, but also when they're caring to one another or to someone, one of their friends out in the park, for example. Elijah's really into his football recently, and he can be a rough player sometimes. I remember he fouled this kid, and he could have carried on playing, but he stopped, ran back to check the kid was okay, and was like, oh, are you okay? Helped him get back up, and then he ran after the ball again. And just seeing that level of maturity to realize, oh, he's done something wrong, and to care about someone, especially from another team as well, like, you could see all the parents being like, oh, that's so cute. And I was like, yes, son, well done. It was so beautiful to watch. And I think it's such an important personality trait to definitely raise within the kids. And on the grateful side, when we went to Bali, we were there for about 6 months, 4 months in total, because we traveled around Southeast Asia. But while we were in Bali, my daughter created this thing called the Grateful Journal. And to them, I've always told them, being grateful is being happy with what you've got. So every day, I'd say five, six days out of seven, she would write what she was grateful for on that day. And she looks back on it every now and then. And to be honest, thinking back, she hasn't written in that journal for a little while. So I might see if she wants to read back over it and try it again. But I loved seeing that. It was so beautiful to see her find grateful moments in small things, small things, and important things as well. So yeah. Parental successes, find out what makes you feel like you're being a good parent and you're winning, and maybe write those down like my daughter does. Be grateful for those moments. Now, acknowledging and celebrating small victories and success as a parent is so important. There are so many times you can see other parents doing things with their kids and you're just like, oh, I'm failing. There's a lot of comparing. I feel this, whether you feel this or not, I definitely feel this. Sometimes I'll see a parent do something really good, or see even with my own kids, like preferring to be with mommy than being with me sometimes. It can get to you. So I think it's so important to kind of acknowledge and celebrate any small things where you notice you're being a dope black dad or a dope black mom. It can be in small things, like for me, I think any form of independence.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Proves that I'm doing well as a parent, and it can be something as small of like, here's an example, right? It's small, but when the kids remember to flush the toilet, I'm well impressed, because there's been a long period in their, I guess, Elijah 5 years and Vaya's 7 years of life, where they did not know how to flush the toilet, and it used to frustrate me so much. You walk in the toilet and it's all stunk up and you're like, for God's sake. Or you're going to go to the toilet and they've just left a huge poo in the toilet. Just flush it, man. We even made a dance for it, and even that didn't work. And then I made a song for it, and that didn't work. But eventually, I guess with age, they just eventually got it. And I just feel it like it's a really important small win where I'm like, well done, guys. You remember to flush the toilet. Shouldn't really be reminding you, but it's a small victory, I guess. Another one, in the mornings, they're very good at like getting up in the morning and starting making their cereal. They will always forget to put the lid on the milk or put the milk back in the fridge. And again, first world problem, or I don't know, first parent problem. It's not that deep. But when they do, I'm like, yes, go on, you remembered. Good job. You know, little things like that, you know, or putting their bowl in the dishwasher. It's little things, little acts of them showing they're independent. And it's just amazing to me to see them start to grow and feel like they can do stuff on their own and actually listen. But yeah, I guess in summary on that, it's small examples of them being independent. When you see your kids being independent, that should definitely be seen as a victory, and it's a testament to your great parenting. I really want you guys who are listening to this to focus on your strengths and recognize the positive impact that you're having on your children's lives. Like I said, whenever they show a form of independence, whenever you see them loving and caring to other people or to yourself, that's because of you. Kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. So if you choose to focus on the aspects of their life that you're proud of, or that you see them growing into the, you know, great, good, kind people, that is testament to you as a parent, exposing them to that, whether it comes directly from you or not. Your ability to expose them to how to be a good person is down to you, and you should own that and be great, grateful and proud of yourself for doing so. You know, I also want to talk about weaknesses, or shall I say, things of improvement, I guess. So one thing I know I definitely need to improve on, and I just found this so bizarre and interesting, right? We were in the car driving back from the grandparents' house, who had them for a couple of days, which was, a couple of hours while I was working, which was so nice. And Veya, she's at that age now where she's getting real sassy, and she just answers back for no reason and just says stuff that is just not needed. Like, Elijah will be singing. She's like, Elijah, you're singing that song wrong. Don't do it like that. Leave the boy to sing, man. He's just singing. Nothing wrong with it. Or she's just always got these things that she wants to say and just answer back. And she was just choosing annoyance for no reason, I guess. And Elijah was getting upset. They started arguing, bickering. I'm getting upset, being the mood sponge I am. I'm like, yo, chill out, guys. We're in the car. Don't make me turn this car around kind of vibe. And I was like, right, Veya, you're answering back way too much. When we get back, you're getting on the naughty step. And this was only like 2 minutes into the drive, and it's like a 30-minute drive. So we get home now, keys in the door, I'm now sorting out lunch, all of this kind of stuff. And or like getting everything out of their like lunchbox and everything like that. And then I'm like, where's Veya? I walk through our lounge, open a door. She's sitting on the naughty step. She goes, I've been thinking, Daddy, and I shouldn't have answered back. I should have just said something nice and focused on what Elijah was doing nicely and all this kind of stuff. I was like, yeah, you can come with the naughty step now. I had completely forgotten that I told her to go on the naughty step. And I feel bad about that. But at the same time, I think it was great because she did actually think about what she should have done differently. And I was proud of her for that. Really proud. But also, how mad. I fully forgot. I told her to go on the naughty step. She did it. And I was like, where is she? And she was just there chilling on a naughty step. Pretty good, right? I guess. Now, raising good-hearted kids, even when they have moments of bad behavior or choose to make bad choices, is what I'm noticing here. Even though she had made a bad decision there on how she was answering back and just doing what she was doing, she knew she'd done something wrong or done something naughty, and she knew how to kind of, I guess, self-discipline herself and how to do as she was told, I guess. And it's quite nice to see that I'm raising a child, even when she's making mistakes, she's realizing those, and deep down, she's actually really good-hearted. And I've seen Elijah do the same thing as well, where he'll do something, he'll know he's done something naughty, and we've got this thing in this house, which I definitely recommend everyone do, where I'm like, if you know you've done something naughty, you have to say one thing to me, Daddy, don't be mad. And as soon as they say that, I'm not allowed to be angry, because that means I know that they notice that what they've done is wrong, and they're about to tell me. And I have told them, don't take the mick. If you've done something wrong, you know you've done it wrong, and you've done it multiple times, I have the right to be mad at you, but I won't shout, I won't scream, none of that. When you say, Daddy, don't be mad, you're sweet, it's cool, we're going to try and work on sorting out the problem of whatever it is you've done. Anyway, I digress. What I'm basically getting to is realizing your strengths is important, and you can do so by seeing how you are positively impacting your kids and how you're showing them how to be, like I said, good-hearted, dope, black kids. Or kids in general, if you're not, kids aren't black. When your kids are going in hard times and going through those struggles, seeing them positively react the way that you think they should is so important. And again, a testament to how you are as a parent. I've been Cameron. This has been Dope Black Dad. I hope you enjoyed this. I've rambled a little bit. I had a couple of notes, but I wanted to just basically focus on the key areas of what I believe is important when it comes to celebrating being a parent and those little mini victories, your own little Premier League, your own little trophy for being a dope black parent. Until the next one, speak to you soon.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.